Improvements take flight. I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Commissioners took their next steps to improving the Holmes County Airport as they wrapped up 2025. In the last Holmes County Commissioner meeting of the year, before the board was a resolution approving the evaluation committee's recommendation of the best value firm and authorizing Commissioner Miller to enter into contract negotiations and enter into the contracts with the selected proposer. This is for the terminal and hangar at the Holmes County Airport, and Deputy Engineer Josh Galbraith says that this is the start of the show. Commissioner Joe Miller says that this is a design build, and while the resolution itself lists the steps that it took to come to this decision, Commissioner Dave Hall explained the process.
On design build, we put out a bid for the company to bid on the project, and we're in now in the approving the engineering side of design build process too. This will enact the process going forward. The committee is, Josh was on that committee to review and interview the contractor. Chairman Miller was also on that committee, and so was I. So we've come to an agreement that this would be a good company to partner and contract with.
Commissioner Miller says that the company they chose was Weaver Commercial Contractor Incorporated.
We very much like the company there from Dalton, their spinoff of
Weaver Custom Homes.
Huh?
Weaver Custom Homes.
Ben Weaver started the company, and they've done a lot of work in the airport business. They've done work at the Cleveland Airport and Akron Canton Airport, built hangars and stuff there.
He would also talk about the cost of this first phase.
The cost on the design is roughly going to be close to $220,000 to design, and then we'll decide whether they're also the company that are going to build it. So that will come after that. So
this project will provide much needed updates to the Holmes County Airport, including more space to allow them to rent out and bring in revenue. The Holmes County Commissioners are working alongside the Holmes County Airport Authority on this project, with the Airport Authority providing the Commissioners with updates. Commissioner Miller and Commissioner Hall would approve the resolution, with Commissioner Eric Strauss being absent. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday one accident, 20 incidents, and these two arrests. Caleb James Kreider of Millersburg, who was arrested and charged with illegal use or possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as Michael Timothy Cornwell of Big Prairie, who was arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant. The Millersburg Police Department reported for the week of January 5th through the 11th, one accident and 42 incidents. Ohio's first year of selling recreational marijuana brought big business to the state. Records show recreational sales topped $836 million in 2025 after voters approved legalization in 2023. Since sales began in August 2024, adult-use marijuana has cashed in more than $1 billion. 190 dispensaries across the state currently sell both medical and recreational marijuana. All this comes as Governor Mike DeWine recently signed new legislation tightening THC limits and restrictions on public use and travel. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is offering a cash reward for information relating to a crime in Southwest Ohio. On December 12th, a carjacking took place in Blue Ash in the early evening hours. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that an armed individual wearing a dark-colored hoodie approached a woman while she was in her garage, threatened her with a firearm, and stole her vehicle. The vehicle was ultimately recovered in the Westwood neighborhood of Cincinnati. The victim was unharmed. Yesterday, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms announced a $5,000 reward for information. The suspect remains at large. Everything you thought you knew about the food pyramid has flipped. The Department of Health and Human Services has released new dietary guidelines, and they're changing the way we eat. Its recommendations will now shape the types of food schools serve, what doctors recommend to patients, and even what can be purchased on food stamps. The updated guidelines put protein and healthy fats front and center. They also warn against ultra-processed foods and added sugars. Health officials say the changes could help prevent or slow chronic disease and reduce healthcare costs over time. An unknown number of students are scrambling to find new housing at The Ohio State University in Columbus. Some Ohio State students are being forced out of their dorms after some pipes burst at Taylor Tower, causing the building to flood. The university spokesperson said students have been given the option to relocate to other housing options or cancel their spring housing contract for a full refund. Taylor Tower has 226 rooms and was scheduled to house over 700 students this spring. A woman is facing charges after allegedly attacking a man with a hatchet. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says 59-year-old Mary A. Gross is accused of felonious assault and domestic violence after allegedly hitting a man and throwing a hatchet at him. After deputies arrived, they say Gross barricaded herself inside the home. She later surrendered and was taken into custody. The victim suffered only minor injuries. And finally, Avatar: Fire and Ash continues to dominate the box office, holding the top spot for a fourth consecutive week. The film earned $21.3 million in North America over the weekend, bringing its total to $342.6 million domestically and $888 million worldwide. Paramount's horror film Primate was the top new release, earning $11.3 million domestically. Disney's Zootopia 2 remains a global hit, nearing Disney's highest grossing animated film record with $1.65 billion globally. Lionsgate's The Housemaid also performed well, earning $11.2 million. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.